Welcome to B Movie Bliss.
Hello, delightful denizens of the B Movie Bliss universe. It's your guide through the galaxy of cinematic oddities, Brian, and I'm here to tickle your funny bones and tangle your brainwaves with another episode of B Movie Bliss. Today, my fellow seekers of the strange, we're peeling back the layers of cinematic security to reveal a gem that's baffling as trying to assemble IKEA furniture without instructions. Yes, you guessed it. We're plunging headfirst into the wacky world of Basket Case. Now, grab your popcorn, or better yet, grab your conjoined twin sibling and stuff them into a basket, if you've got one lying around. And let's talk about Dwayne, Belial, and a quest for vengeance that's more twisted than a pretzel on a roller coaster. Picture this. A brotherly bond, a basket, and a New York City adventure that makes the Big Apple seem like a fruit salad gone terribly wrong. It's the kind of movie that makes you question if you accidentally stumbled into a parallel universe where logic took a vacation. Now, some might call Basket Case a guilty pleasure, but here in the B Movie Bliss realm, guilt is a foreign concept. We embrace the absurd, the outrageous, and the downright puzzling. Because, let's face it, normal is overrated. So, whether you're a seasoned aficionado of the bizarre or a first-time explorer in the wilderness of wackiness, fasten your seatbelts. Or better yet, strap on a basket, because this episode is about to take you on a rollercoaster ride of sibling rivalry, surgical mishaps, and the true meaning of brotherly love. Get ready for the quirk, the charm, and the sheer audacity of Basket Case on this episode of B-Movie Bliss. Let the basketful of bliss begin. Basket Case. A cult classic released in 1982, is a film that boldly defines the conventions of traditional cinema. Directed by Frank Hinnenlotter, this low-budget horror comedy has carved out its own niche, becoming a cherished gem among fans of unconventional cinema. In this review, we will delve into the movie's intriguing narrative, its peculiar characters, and explore the reasons why it achieved the status of a cult classic. The film's premise is as bizarre as they come. Dwayne Bradley, played by Kevin Van Hantrick, arrives in New York City carrying a mysterious basket. As the plot unravels, we discover the basket contains Dwayne's deformed, surgically separated conjoined twin brother Belial, who seeks revenge against the doctors who separated them. The narrative unfolds with a perfect blend of horror and humor, as the brothers embarked on a quest that is absurd as it is entertaining. Hinnenlotter's direction is commendable, particularly in the way he balances the film's tone. Scenes oscillate between grotesque horror and slapstick humor, creating a unique viewing experience. The director's comment to the absurdity is evident, and the over-the-top practical effects used to bring Belial to life, making Basket Case a visual spectacle. What elevates Basket Case to cult status is its unapologetic embrace of the B-movie aesthetic. The acting is intentionally melodramatic, the dialogue often cringeworthy, and the special effects are charmingly low-budget. These elements, typically deemed flaws in mainstream cinema, contribute to the film's charm. It's a celebration of its own imperfections, and in doing so, it becomes a cinematic experience that transcends traditional expectations. The supporting characters add to the movie's quirkiness, from quirky hotel residents to the enigmatic Dr. Needleman. Each character adds a layer of eccentricity that complements the film's overall tone. It is as if the movie is aware of its own absurdity and revels in it, inviting the audience to join in on the fun. As a self-proclaimed connoisseur of movies that are so bad they are good, Basket Case holds a special place in the hearts of enthusiasts who appreciate the charm of low-budget, offbeat films. The film's shortcomings become its strengths, and its quirks transform into endearing features. The intentionally cheesy dialogue and improbable scenarios become sources of joy rather than criticism. It's a testament to the enduring appeal of films that defy convention and create their own rules. Hinnenlotter's Basket Case becomes a celebration of the underappreciated art of B-movies, proving that a film doesn't need a massive budget or A-list actors to leave a lasting impact. It's a love letter to creativity that can arise when filmmakers are not bound by the constraints of mainstream expectations. In conclusion, Basket Case is a cinematic roller coaster that thrives on its own audacity. It's a movie that embraces its flaws and transforms them into virtues, creating an experience that is both thought-provoking and humorous. It's a unique blend of horror and comedy, coupled with a love for the unconventional, making it a timeless classic for those who revel in the absurd. In the realm of So Bad It's Good Cinema. Basket Case stands tall, earning its place as a cult classic. It's a film that transcends traditional critiques, inviting viewers into a world where the absurd is celebrated and imperfections become endearing. Whether you're a seasoned fan of unconventional cinema or a newcomer to the world of B-movies, Basket Case is an essential watch, proving that sometimes the most memorable cinematic experiences are found in the unlikeliest of places.